15. Dangerous Beauty. In the 1960s, while studying the volcanic history of Yellowstone National Park, Bob Christensen of the United States Geological Survey became puzzled about something that, oddly, had not troubled anyone before. He couldn't find the park's volcano. It had been known for a long time that Yellowstone was volcanic in nature. That's what accounted for all its geysers and other steamy features, and the one thing about volcanoes is that they are generally pretty conspicuous. But Christensen couldn't find the Yellowstone volcano anywhere. In particular, what he couldn't find was a structure known as a caldera. Most of us, when we think of volcanoes, think of the classic cone shapes of a Fuji or Kilimanjaro, which are created when erupting magma accumulates in a symmetrical mound. These can form remarkably quickly. In 1943, at Paricutin in Mexico, a farmer was startled to see smoke rising from a patch of his land. In 1 week, he was the bemused owner of a cone 500 feet high. Within 2 years, it had topped out at almost 1,400 feet and was more than half a mile across. Altogether, there are some 10,000 of these intrusively visible volcanoes on Earth, all but a few hundred of them extinct. But there is a second, less celebrated type of volcano that doesn't involve mountain building. These are volcanoes so explosive that they burst open in a single mighty rupture, leaving behind a vast subsided pit, the caldera, from a Latin word for cauldron. Yellowstone obviously was of this second type, but Christensen couldn't find the caldera anywhere. By coincidence, just at this time, NASA decided to test some new high-altitude cameras by taking photographs of Yellowstone, copies of which some thoughtful official passed on to the park authorities, on the assumption that they might make a nice blow-up for one of the visitors' centres. As soon as Christensen saw the photos, he realized why he had failed to spot the caldera. Virtually the whole park, 2.2 million acres, was caldera. The explosion had left a crater more than 40 miles across, much too huge to be perceived from anywhere at ground level. At some time in the past, Yellowstone must have blown up with a violence far beyond the scale of anything known to humans.